USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to address violent crime in a speech, including the alarming rise in homicides. The White House saying there will be a focus on gun violence, and the president will likely make another plea for passage of a police reform bill in the Senate. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is sounding the alarm over the rise of the Delta coronavirus variant. Walensky saying 20% of all new cases in the United States are from the variant that was first found in India, double the rate from 2 weeks ago. Walensky calling it the greatest threat to America's effort to get rid of the virus and reminding everyone,
we know our vaccines work against this variant. However, this variant represents a set of mutations that could lead to future mutations that evade our vaccine. And that's why it's more important than ever to get vaccinated now.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Trump Organization is suing the city of New York.
The Trump Organization has sued New York City after the city ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that former President Trump incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a pretext to terminate Trump-related contracts. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An Ohio woman is dead from heat illness after hiking in Grand Canyon National Park. The 53-year-old woman was on a multi-day backpacking trip from Hermit to Bright Angel Trail. The woman reportedly became disoriented while hiking in the heat on Saturday and had gone unconscious before it was determined that she had died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Ransomware attacks are continuing to hit hospitals across the country.
Ransomware attacks against the United States continues despite efforts to stop it. A coastal Georgia hospital, St. Joseph's Chandler Health System, which operates two hospitals in Savannah, Georgia, has about 4,200 employees, was still using backup procedures, including paper records, on Monday. Some patients have said they were turned away from their scheduled appointments after the attack on Thursday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Members of the Senate are meeting on Tuesday to discuss D.C. statehood. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs is holding hearings on whether Washington, D.C. should become the 51st state. The bill has major backing in the Democratic-controlled House, but has a much tougher hill to climb in the Senate. D.C. would become Washington Douglas Commonwealth if senators vote in favor of the bill. Many Republicans contend it would take a constitutional amendment to make D.C. a state. As President Biden continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans regarding ongoing negotiations regarding a bipartisan infrastructure package, Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania Scott Perry tells Fox Business,
We're going to be printing this money, we're going to be taxing this money, and we're going to be spending it on things like child care and other assisted care, which is all important stuff, but it's not infrastructure.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.